So I, but there is no conflict of interest with this presentation. This presentation is a policy piece. What we found at the National Association of School Nurses was that many school nurses did not know what the evidence was behind their practice. So when they were trying to advocate with local stakeholders, school boards, taxpayers, health departments, healthcare systems, they were not cognizant of the body of research that supports school nursing practice with increased child health and education outcomes. For this session, I'm going to be focusing on the education outcomes, but the handout that's in the back of the room, which is a three-page list of the citations, includes both health and education outcomes. So we know that there are about 74,000 school nurses in the United States, and that 75% of K through 12 schools have a school nurse that serves that population. And one thing that we find is that many people don't know the difference between school-based health centers and school nursing. School-based health centers are actually primary care clinics that are within a school building. They don't serve the entire school population. It does provide access to care at the school site for students who are enrolled in that school-based health center. But school nurses serve the entire school population, all the children in the school, and they frequently serve both the faculty and the students. So school nurses have become much more salient with the Affordable Care Act, the emphasis on prevention and health promotion, so keeping kids from developing chronic diseases and keeping those students with chronic diseases from suffering from complications or exacerbations to their illness. And then in addition to the healthcare reform, there's technology advancements going on that is connecting schools to their primary care providers through health information exchanges. And this is going to be creating an opportunity for school health providers in the school setting to work on a daily basis with the primary care provider to keep that child healthy and out of the emergency room and out of the hospital. So I want to demonstrate that school nurses are a very low-cost method of providing health promotion and illness prevention in the school setting. The average school nurse in a 2010 HRSA study earns almost $62,000 a year, yet the average school nurse earns $46,000 a year. So school nurses are a very economical intervention to promote child health. And despite the lowest of all nursing salaries, school nurses have the highest satisfaction rate of all nursing professionals. So school nurses impact a wide variety of health issues among children, vision, hearing, medication administration, mental health, overweight, and absenteeism. And that right now in the United States, significantly more students require special education and have chronic medically fragile illnesses than in the past. So from 1977 to 2008, there was an increase from 8 to almost 14% of students in special education. And from that is a 62% increase. And those within that group who have chronic acute health care problems rose 60% just since 2002. And one of the reasons for that, I was a ICU nurse back in the 70s. One of the reasons for that is that we have become very successful at keeping children who are born premature and with congenital health problems. We have been much more successful with keeping them alive, and they eventually end up attending school. So children with autism have doubled since 2002. Newly diagnosed cases of diabetes have doubled in 10 years. Food allergies among children have increased 18% from 97 to 2007, with peanut allergies doubling within the period of 1997 to 2002. There's just been an explosion of health issues that require professional attention. We heard earlier today in another session the huge increase in children who have asthma who attend school every day. And 4 to 6% of children receive medication at school every day, with another with 18% of all children receiving medication that may be delivered at school. And that the range of medications that were administered in 2000 changed very significantly just over a three-year period. Kids are just sicker today than they used to be, kids who attend school. And we know that school nurses do affect attendance, which in turn affects achievement and graduation rates. So we have a substantial body of research that supports that attendance predicts dropout, predicts achievement, and we heard earlier today, increases school revenue. And we know that school nurses positively affect attendance and early dismissal. So we know that 50 children who attend a school that has a full-time school nurse are 57% less likely to be sent home early during the day. So when there's a full-time registered nurse at the school, they understand the difference. They can assess a child as to whether or not they're actually sick and need to go home, or whether the parent is called, pulled away from work, that child misses a partial or almost the whole day of school. So we also know that in one community, when they hired full-time nurses at each school, they had a significantly decreased dropout in addition to increased attendance and achievement. And one study found that school health service intensity was significantly related to graduation rate. And again, all of these citations are in the handout. So school nurses are also an essential arm of public health and promoting wellness and preventing injury. A body of literature by Daniel Salmon and his colleagues shows that registered nurses are correlated with increased immunization rates in schools, and that parents are less likely to request a waiver for an immunization from a registered nurse than from another other personnel in the school. And Dr. Salmon also found that unlicensed personnel, so non-nurses, weren't aware of the dangers of vaccine-preventable diseases. So when a parent would approach them and say, I want to waive this immunization for my child, they didn't have the knowledge to provide education on that issue to the parents. So we know also that school nurses are essential to children's mental health. Academic achievement improves with early detection of mental health issues, and a study reported by SAMHSA found that school nurses spend 32% of their time on mental health needs of children, and that school health services are basically the default child mental health system here in the United States. Even communities that have the resources to provide child mental health frequently don't have providers that are skilled in child mental health treatment. We also know that when school nurses are available to do case management, that the well-being and health of the children in that school are positively affected. So case management in asthma results in significantly more students who have that medication that they need in school when they require it. And that case management also leads to fewer exacerbations during the school day and fewer visits to the school nurse's office. So more time in their seat learning. We also know that children with diabetes have better monitoring of their blood glucose levels when there's a nurse at school. They experience lower A1Cs over time, and that the school personnel are more likely to detect low blood glucose levels. My blood glucose level is fine, though, because I already had lunch. Okay. So why school nurses? Because it provides access where the kids are. It also provides access to children who don't have access through other means, those that are uninsured, underinsured, and undocumented. We fulfill the public health mission in the schools, and that the care that's provided in schools is increasingly complex. So school nurses are a very cost-effective method to child health chronic disease management and health promotion, and it occurs where children are every day, all day. and we are the common sense response to the Affordable Care Act and for fulfilling the quality indicators that accountable care organizations are going to be measured on. So for more information, I do have the details with the citations in the back of the room. This list of citations is also available on the National Association of School Nurses website under the Policy and Advocacy page. And we also have other tools available for you to be able to champion and advocate for school nurses in your community. Thank you very much.